Disney is remaking a lot of its animated classics as live-action features. It's already happened with Jungle Book and Beauty and the Beast. In a few months, we'll see a new Lion King and Aladdin. And this weekend, a digitized Dumbo takes flight. Critic Bob Mondello says the elephant in the room this time is the first movie.
The cartoon Dumbo was about an outcast whose difference made him special, a baby elephant whose ears were so big that when he flapped them, he took off. But you didn't find that out until the last few minutes of the movie. It was quite a reveal, an exhilarating vindication of a doe-eyed, pachydorable critter who'd been mocked by the other pachyderms and pretty much everybody but his mom and a mouse named Timothy. In the new Dumbo, the little tyke's barely arrived when some kids are playing with him and he inhales a feather and sneezes himself halfway to the ceiling. And the secret's out, right at the start, at least to Millie and Joe, circus kids who will do the story's heavy lifting for a while. In standard Disney fashion, Millie and Joe are fending for themselves, having lost their mom and nearly lost their dad, who's come home from World War I minus an arm, which means when Dumbo's mom gets carted off for defending her elephant son...
Take Dumbo back inside.
But she's his mom. Do something.
They can identify, and with no animated mouse around to befriend Dumbo...
She needs us. Look at me. We're gonna bring your mama home.
So the movie's given up its big reveal and has separated mother and child and is still just getting started at this point. So how to fill another hour, since the first movie's 64-minute running time won't fly anymore? Well, by finding reasons for Dumbo to fly some more.
Fly, little one.
First in Danny DeVito's circus and then in Michael Keaton's circus and then again for banker Alan Arkin. And you hear what's happening. The story's becoming elephantine, accumulating heft when it should be light as a feather. Speaking of which, a hand-drawn elephant can fly however the animators want and be persuasive, whereas a digitized elephant in a realistic environment needs to look as if it has weight that's being lifted by flapping ears. And for some reason, the screenplay wants Dumbo to fly with a trapeze artist on his back, which means a lot of glumping before soaring like a Dumbo jet, and that's less rousing than it means to be, even with Danny Elfman's score working overtime. Director Tim Burton knows how to make all of this look imposing. It was, remember, the $1 billion earned by his overblown live-action Alice in Wonderland that kicked off Disney's remake spree in the first place. And he's got a few nice touches mixed in with the bombast here. For a Disney movie, the new Dumbo strikes some pleasantly subversive notes about the creepiness of theme parks. Burton's digital team has come up with homages to the first film, a nifty dance of gigantic pink elephant bubbles, for instance. And it's hard to argue with the new story's up-to-date lessons about science-loving girls and animal rights. Everyone's heart, in short, is firmly in the right place, even as Dumbo's central character becomes less affecting and less central. I'm Bob Mondello.